The $40 million payment is due on Wednesday. Banks had been ready to loan the tribe that money, but they got cold feet when last month's state Supreme Court ruling seemed to invalidate the perpetual compact Governor Doyle signed with the Potawatomi. Tribal attorney Jeff Crawford says the tribe believes the compact is still valid and it wants to make the payment, but the court ruling has complicated matters.
There are no guidelines given by the court as to how to fix this problem. And it's that uncertainty that is hanging out there, which is making the banks nervous.
Crawford says the tribe will make a good faith effort to pay the fee, but he suggested it is not the tribe's top financial priority. He noted the tribal government depends exclusively on casino revenues, and this year the Potawatomi chose to spend an extra $8 million to buy the Crandon mine.
And we pay cash for that. We are also financing our own $10 million health and wellness center. And so we need to take care of making sure that those things are paid for and the debt is up to speed before we go out and look for the $40 million to the state of Wisconsin.
Governor Jim Doyle sounded upbeat today about trying to forge a new compact with the tribe, but until that's in place, he says the $40 million fee in the old one is still binding.
That compact calls for payments to be made. Potawatomi have been very open and cooperative with us as we're working through the legal issues that are there, but I'm confident we're going to be able to come to a resolution.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Attorney's Office says it will not move to enforce the fees immediately if they're not paid by this Wednesday's deadline. But federal officials have said tribes must either pay the fees or stop offering the new Las Vegas-style games such as craps and roulette that the state Supreme Court ruled are illegal. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.